إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again, I welcome all of you. And we continue our classes in the Aqeedah, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these classes of a benefit for all of us. Ameen. We continue reading from the same book, Sharh wa Aqeedat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, by our noble Shaykh, Al-Allama, Al-Doktor, Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi, Al-Madkhali, Hafidhahu Allah تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. We're still on the point of Iman, the chapter in which Al-Imam Abi Uthman Ismail bin Abdul Rahman As-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى mentioned in his book عقيدة السلف, the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, as related to Al-Iman. Imanu qawlun wa amal yazidu wa yanqus, yazidu bitta'a wa yanqusu bilma'asiyah. In this chapter of Aqeedah, a point of Aqeedah, that the belief and that Iman with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, As-Salaf al-Salih, consists of statements and actions, and increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. The last point Al-Imam al-Sabuni mentioned, and we that was the last class about it, and we didn't finish it. We're going to try to finish it tonight, inshallah. Is Al-Imam al-Sabuni mentioned statement of 10 of the a'imma of this deen. They all say that Iman qawlun wa amal, that Iman consists of statements and actions, and therefore you see the error and the mistakes and the misguidance of those who say that Iman is only ma'rifah, just knowing Allah. And those who say Iman is only statement by the tongue is enough, without actions. And the Shaykh, he was refuting, if you remember, a modern contemporary deviant sect and deviant group, Al-Haddadiyya, because of their founder Mahmud Al-Haddad. This is a very vicious and wicked group that they've been causing corruption for quite a while now, for a couple of decades now. May Allah protect the Muslims from their evil. Ameen. The Shaykh, he mentioned as a summary, because the Shaykh, he said that these Haddadis are very evil. They came with very despicable and filthy and dangerous principles, that opposes principles and that which the Salaf was Salih they were upon. And they speak in the name of Salafiyya, that's the problem. Because they claim they are the true Salafis, and that they are the one who are upon the haq, and they cause confusion amongst certain people. But in reality, they are enemies to the manhaj al-Salafi, even though they display that they are upon the way of the Salaf. The Shaykh, he says, the last thing we point, he says, he believed that amongst this group, there is heretics, zanadiqa, and Rawafid, the Shia, that are amongst them, and they display Salafiyya, and they have no goal except to give a bad image to the Manhaj al-Salafi, to tarnish the purity of this Manhaj al-Salafi by talking bad about the A'imma of this Manhaj, by refuting and slandering and falsely accusing and warning against the a'imma of this manhaj. قال الشيخ and we continue from now قال الآن المواقع الخبيثة للروافد وغيرهم يشمتون بأهل السنة ويعتبرون الحدادية من أهل السنة ويقولون يعني الروافد في مواقعهم على الإنترنت يقولون أهل السنة الآن والوهابية مختلفون يعني أهل السنة هم الحدادية والوهابية هم السلف مختلفون. The Shaykh says now you find in the websites of the Rawafid, the Rafida, the Shia Rawafid, and other than them, they make a mockery of Ahlul Sunnah. You find in there, because of this deviant group here, Al-Haddadiyya, and the fitna they've been causing for a while now, quite a while, you find this Rawafid in their websites, and other than them, they make a mockery and a fun of Ahlul Sunnah. And actually they consider that Haddadiyya is from Ahlul Sunnah. And they say, the Rawafid, they say, see, Ahlul Sunnah al-an, now and the Wahhabiyya, they differ. Subhanallah. The Shaykh says, نحن نقول لهم, هؤلاء ليسوا من أهل السنة, الحدادية, ليسوا من أهل السنة, هم مثلكم أعداء للسنة وأشد منكم عداوة لأهل السنة. The Shaykh Rabi' said, we say to you, to the Rawafid and to those who follow their path, we say to you, these people, they are not from Ahlul Sunnah. This group Al-Haddadiyya, they are not from Ahlul Sunnah. They are like you, enemies of the Sunnah. Rather, they are worst. They are the most dangerous upon the Sunnah, these people. قال لا تظنوا أيها الروافد ولا تفرحوا أن أهل السنة انقسموا. And the Shaykh says, he addressing the Rawafid, who they say Ahlul Sunnah, they split into two, and this and that. He says, we say to you, O Rawafid, meaning the Rafid of the Shia, don't rejoice on this by saying that Ahlul Sunnah, they divide. Ahlul Sunnah don't divide themselves. Because they are upon the Haqq. The Haqq cannot split into two. The Haqq is one, and the path of Allah is one. And you find this, Ikhwan, the effect of this group who started in the Middle East, but you find it in Europe, in Africa, in America. There are people who, they are upon the same manhaj of Haddadiyya. And they talk bad about their brothers who are upon the Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, upon Salafiyya. And then they want to make it to the public, or some of them even go and call a couple of the ulama and say, oh, Salafis in America or in Europe or whatever, they divided. No, they are not divided, Alhamdulillah. Salafis are upon the Haqq. They cannot be divided. Yes, they may disagree on certain matters, but they still brothers and love one another and cooperate with one another upon birr, upon good and upon taqwa. How really people who are upon the Haqq divide into two, three or four? They can't. Ahlul Bidah, they're the one that divide. Ahlul Bidah, yes, they start one group and then before you know it, there are 10 groups. They divide because they have nothing, no principles that they go back to. But the Salafiyun, alhamdulillah, they work together to please Allah. Okay? And if they disagree, they turn their matters to the Quran and the Sunnah. They don't just, okay, I don't like you, go start another da'wah. That's Hizbiyah. The Hizbis, they do that. But Ahlul Sunnah, As-Salafiyun, they don't. When they disagree, they're like, okay, alhamdulillah. Allah did not leave it for us to stay in this way. Allah has legislated for us what to do when we disagree. turn back your matters to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. You see? So the Shaykh says to the Rawafid, don't rejoice on this and think that Ahlul Sunnah, now they divide. He says, لا إنما هذه فئة مدسوسة على منهج السلفي لتشويه وإسقاط علمائه. He says, rather, you should know that this fi'ah, this group of people, okay, they just make their way amongst the Salafi. Okay, they display manhaj al-Salafi to give it a bad image from within. And whatever they do it in the name of Salafiyah, in the name of manhaj al-Salafi, to put down the ulama of this manhaj. قال ولهذا بدأ الحداد بابن تيمية يطعن فيه وابن القيم وفي العقيدة الطحاوية وغيرها. And the first thing from the attacks of Al-Haddad, Mahmud Al-Haddad, he began by refuting and slandering falsely Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, subhanAllah, and Ibn al-Qayyim, and warning against Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, Al-Imam al-Tahawi, and other than them, like Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Al-Imam al-Nawawi, this is the Imam of the Salaf. They say you don't listen to them, rather their books should be burned down and don't like on this stuff. عياذ بالله. قال وهم الآن شر منهم في مرحلتهم الأولى شر وأكذب كذب خيانات فجور حرب لا تهدأ إلى يوم الآن. He says this Haddadiyun, this deviant group, who this is a contemporary group, يا أخوان, they are in many places, عياذ بالله, in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, in name it, yeah? In Europe, in Africa, in America, in Asia, they spread their evil. The Shaykh, he says, they are worse now than when they started. Of course, they start with this wicked manhaj, these filthy principles, he says, but now they are worse. They wicked people. They liars. They have nothing with them but lying, deception. وَلِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. And war. They wage war against Ahl Sunnah. And they don't get tired when it comes to attack and slander Ahl Sunnah falsely. They don't get tired, this group. قال الشيخ الناس حتى الروافد مشغولون بالدفاع عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهم لا شغل لهم إلا الطعن في أهل السنة فئة خبيثة أنشئت لأهداف خبيثة. And the Shaykh says even the روافد, these مجرمون, these criminals, even though you find in their work that they defend the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, but these people, الحداديون, they got nothing. Their main focus is to slander and abuse Ahlul Sunnah. That's their main focus. So they are a filthy group that is founded to achieve a filthy objectives. To achieve a filthy objective. They have a plan, Ikhwan. They have a plan. Like the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they have a plan too. Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, as the ulama, when we hear some of their statements about them, Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they have a long-term plan. Now this is one of the phases, the last phase. They have a plan on three parts. Maybe 20 years, 20 years, 20 years or so. Now this is the last phase then of execution. You know, of getting out there and trying to. So this is what they do. The first phase, let's get infiltrate amongst the people and show that they have, they want good for the people and teach and establish so many masajid and organization and charity and orphanage and this and that, okay? To earn what? The trust and the hearts of the people. Then now, once they do that, the second phase is, let's get some assets. They need money, they need assets. So they target now building this, businesses, they target schools, universities, to put this wicked manhaj in the heads of the lawyers, the doctors, the engineers, the businessmen, those people who they're going to have a better positions in the community. And once they do that, now, when they have this lot of people with them and sympathize with them and the like, now they show their canines. That before it was an innocent smile, you know. Now they really shows who they are for real. Okay? Allahu musta'an. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he says, this is a filthy group. They were founded and they have to achieve some filthy objectives. What is it? At-ta'nu fi a'immati sunnah wa isqatuhum wa isqatu manhajihim. What is this filthy objective that they have? Slandering the a'imma of the sunnah and pulling them down. And to keep the people, the laymen and the masses of the people away from the ulama of the sunnah and from the manhaj as-salaf. Don't you, if you wonder why sometimes you see this terrorist, right? For the past couple of years, they do things that are not from Islam, and they say Salafi takfiri, Salafi jihadi. You see that? Salafiya takfiriya, Salafiya jihadiya. They put that Salafi attached to takfir, to terrorism, to crimes. So that the masses of people hate Salafiyya. And the people who are not Muslim, they're like, what is this? This is Salafiyya? We don't want this Salafiyya. But the manhaj Salafi is free from their actions. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They plot, but Allah also has a plot. And they will never, ever, ever... Their plot will never overcome the plot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can run for a while, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy them. As those who came before them, they were destroyed. Aynam. قَلْ كَمْ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوَاعِدِ الْآنِ وَمِنْهَا هَذِهِ الْقَاعِدِ الَّتِي تَعُودُ بِالشُّرِّ وَطَالِبُ الْعُلْمَ. He said, this group, Al-Haddadiyya, they have so many filthy, wicked, and dangerous, yet dangerous principles that they come up with. One of them is this one. Talking bad about the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. Oh, they work for the government. Oh, they don't know nothing. They don't understand fiqh al-waqi'ah. They far away from the youth. They don't know the problems, what's going on. Oh, they were given the oil money. They get a percentage of that. You see what I'm talking about? So that the people, they're like, yeah, that's true. These people work for the government, for the ruler, so he's never going to care about what we want. And if they are paid for that, of course, man, they get a nice money from the rulers, from those princes. Hey, that's it. They come up with all of this, wal'iyadu billah, shubuhat, to separate the people from the ulama. And there are people here doing this, like Yasir Qadi and Nu'man Khan and Yusuf Estes and all many others amongst them, who that's what they're doing right now. Yasir Qadi is a very wicked person. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, he says, أُحَذِّرُكُم مِّنْهُ أَشَدَّ التَّحْذِيرِ. He says, I warn you against this man, Yasir Qadi, very severely, man. Be aware of this man, Yasir Qadi. Be aware of him. Very dangerous man. He said, you don't have to outsource your fatwa. Don't ask, don't call the ulama in the East or Middle East or whatever they are. Call the ulama in your local. where you went, like meaning him and him, and his people. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. الآن, then the Shaykh went back to the statement of Al-Imam, that Imam As-Sabuni mentioned. He says, الآن عندنا عشرة علماء, منهم سفيان الثوري وسفيان بن عيينة. Why Shaykh Rabi'ah? Because remember, why Shaykh, for those who forgot, were with us last week and forgot, or those who they just came and they don't know what we're talking about, why the Shaykh is refuting this group Haddadiyah? Because this group, they say bad things about the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Anyone who says that Iman is Amal, is Qawl wa Amal, this is a Murjid. You see? Anyone who says that Iman is statements and actions, he's from the Murji'ah. You see? Then the Shaykh, he said, SubhanAllah, now we have 10 great A'imma. From them, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, كلهم يقولون الإيمان قول وعمل ولم يذكروا الزيادة والنقص. All of them, they say Iman is statements and actions. None of them says with that it increases and decreases. Then the Shaykh says, فهم مبتدع على المذهب الحدادي. مبتدع ومرجع. According to this madhab Haddadi, these great a'imma, from them, Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna and others, they are mubtadi'ah, they are innovators. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidahullah Ta'ala says, according to these wicked Haddadis, these great a'imma from at-tabi'in, atba' at-tabi'in, they are innovators upon the irja' wal-iyad billah, and murji'ah. قال بل عندنا البخاري وأكثر من ألف شيخ من شيوخه يقولون الإيمان قول وعمل ولا يذكرون زيادته ونقصانه. Is there, remember also when we mentioned the statement of Imam al-Bukhari, the great Imam of Sunnah, and how many sheikh he says he learned from? A thousand sheikh, and all of them they say Iman is statements and actions, and none of them say increases and decreases. So according to the Haddadi manhaj, this wicked Haddadi, Imam Bukhari is an innovator. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You see? And if the people believe in this, that's it. No more Sahih al-Bukhari. People, they're going to tell, oh, Sahih al-Bukhari is no good. They take his books, throw them away. Ibn Taymiyyah, no good. Take his books away. Ibn al-Qayyim, no good. Take his books out. All right. Who's next? Ibn Hajar, the Zahabi, Ibn Kathir, al-Nawawi. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab, ibn Baz, Albani, ibn Uthaymeen. So who left? Sayyid Qutb. You see how it is? Sayyid Qutb, Mawdudi, okay, those, they can come in. Wal-iyadu billah. The Shaykh, he brings more proofs. قال سأل ابن أبي حاتم أبا زرعة وسأل أبا عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين وما يعتقده علماء الأمصار وما يعتقدانه هما. Ibn Abi Hatim, he asked his father, Abi Hatim al-Razi, and his companion, his Abu Zur'a al-Razi. He's a great companion. Remember the books you study with the Imam? And he asked both his father and Abu Zur'a al-Razi about the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah in the foundation of this deen. And what the ulama from different areas, not just where he lived, from different areas, in Hijaz, in Sham, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Egypt, all of them, what they believe, what is their aqidah, what is their creed, what they say, both of them, Abu Hatim and Abu Zur al-Razi, قَالَ أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَاءَ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ حِجَازًا وَعِرَاقًا وَمِصْرًا وَشَامًا وَيَمَنًا فكان من مذهبهم أن الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. In أصول السنة, their answer was Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a al-Razi, one of the great scholars and the A'imma of the Salaf. They were upon the manhaj of the Salaf. They said they met many scholars in different areas, in Hijaz, which is in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, in Misr, in Sham, in Yemen, and from the madhab that they were upon, madhab al-Salaf, that iman is statements and actions, increases and decreases. You see? Increases and decreases. قال الشيخ ربيع حول تعالى علماء الأمصار جميعا وقبلهم الصحابة ما قالوا ينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. Look, these are the ulama, not just one alim here or two. These are the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah in different areas. Those who are in Middle East, and those who are in Sham, those in Yemen, those who are in Egypt, and other than that, in Iraq, they all say this. They have one aqeedah. He says, and before them, the Sahaba. The Sahaba, they didn't say when they talk about iman, they didn't say it decreases until nothing stays remain from it. ثم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله إذا قال الإنسان ينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء فلا بأس لكن لا بد أن لكن هل لا بد أن يقول هذا وإذا لم يقول فهو مرجع. He says نعم. If a person add this detail to the definition of iman, if a person says iman is statements and actions, increases and decreases and continue to decrease until nothing remains from it, he said this is good. But what if a person didn't say this? Stop at increases and decreases. So he became a murji. قال هذا حكم مجرم على الصحابة وعلى التابعين. Well, that's what the Haddadi they say. The Haddadis, they say, look, if someone didn't say this, he's a murji. Alright? He said, but no, he said, this is an unjust ruling against the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the A'imma of the Islam, all of them. فَإِنَّهُ يَلْزَمُ عَلَى مَنْهَجِهِمْ هَذَا أَنَا مُرْجِعَ. If someone wants to apply this manhaj of this Haddadiyya, this filthy group, the Haddadis, then all of the above, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the A'imma, they murji'a wal'iyyadu billah. وحاشاهم. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هذا سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله أحد العشر الذين سألهم هذا الشخص قال الإيمان قول وعمل فقط. ويمكن بعد فترة في مناسبة أخرى قال الإيمان قول وعمل ويزيد وينقص. مرة يقول إيمان قول وعمل ومرة يقول إيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص ويسكت. سبحان الله. He says, for instance, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, one of the great scholars of the past, one of these 10 that this man has asked them about iman, what is iman, and all of them gave the same answer. What was the answer that Sufyan ibn Uyayna gave to that person? That iman is statements and actions. That's it. That's all he gave him. The Shaykh said, perhaps that in another occasion, Sufyan ibn Uyayna will say, iman is statements and actions, increase and decrease. Ina'am. So sometimes the ulama, when they talk about the iman, they say, iman is consists of statements and actions. And they stop here. Other times, in other classes, other answers, fatawa, they say, iman consists of statements and actions, increases and decreases. And one ومره حركه أخوه باعتراض لما قال الإيمان قول وعمل يزيد وينقص فقال له أخوه إبراهيم بن عيينة يا أبا محمد تقول ينقص فقال أسكت يا صبي بل ينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. And one time when his brother Ibrahim ibn Uyayna, Sufyan ibn Uyayna has a brother named Ibrahim ibn Uyayna. He asked him about iman. So he said to him, Sufyan ibn Uyayna said to his brother Ibrahim, Iman is a statement and actions. Yazid wa yanqus, increases and decreases. So his brother said to him, Ya Aba Muhammad, that was the kunya of Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Ya Aba Muhammad, you say it decreases? He was amazed. He said, you, it decreases? He said to him, Uskut ya sabi, be quiet, you child. They use this meaning for a person who don't know. Your child. It decreases until nothing remains from it. Nothing left of it. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فهمتم خطورة هذا المنهج الخبيث. Now he says you understood how filthy and how dangerous how dangerous this filthy منهج of الحدادية. لهم قواعد أنشأوها واخترعوها بجهلهم جهل مطبق وضلال فيها طعن في أهل السنة. He says they came up and invented principles because of their ignorance. The ignorance, they have compounded ignorance, not just ignorance, and they are misguided. All these principles consist of slandering and undermining the, and belittling the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. Aynam. إِذْ إِنَّهُ مَا مِنْ بَلِيَّ يَخْتَرِعُونَهَ إِلَّا وَتَعُودُ بِالطَّعْنِ عَلَىٰ أَئِمَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ ومن هذه القاعدة ذكرناها. He says there is not a despicable thing that they invent except that you'll find it attached to one thing, putting down Ahl Sunnah, the A'imma of Islam. And from them is this filthy qa'idah that they mention about they apply the irja. They say that this ulama, they murji'a wal iyadu billah. حيث حكموا على من يقول الإيمان يزيد حتى يصير كالجبال وينقص 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 حتى لا يبقى منه إلا مثقال ذرة وفي نفس الدرس قال حتى لا يبقى منه شيء بالإرجاء فقالوا هو مبتدع مرجع. أي نعم. Because they give warnings and these are ignorant people, they are not ulama, nobody is with them from منهج السلف. والعياذ بالله حدثات الأسناء and سفهاء الأحلام. They foolish, young and in age and foolish, have no knowledge, no understanding. Now sometimes you'll find somebody who's young but Allah has given them a lot of understanding, like Hafidh Hakami rahimahullah, Allama, a great scholar, but he was very young. He died in his 30s, 33 or 34, maybe 35 at the most. But he's Allama, this man is, was amazing. But now you find youth talking, but they are ignorant of it. And they speak before the ulama, calling shots before the ulama. He said, now they give these rulings. Whoever says Iman increases until he become, continue to increase until he become like mountains, and likewise it decreases and decreases until nothing left of it except for the weight of an atom, or they may even say nothing remained from it, they say this person is a murji', he's upon irja. They said he's a mubtadi' and murji', just like that. Riyadu billah. No respect to the ulama. No respect. Why? Because they doing this on purpose. You see, they doing it on purpose because they want to the image of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah and the A'imma change in the eyes of the people and the Muslims. I said, this big Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, this and famous and books all over and all of this. Murji, yeah. You want to take your deen from a murji, a deviant group. See, a'udhu billah, they're very dangerous, they're wicked. Some you find, some of them, they have nothing. And all of this, because the Shaykh said, is lies, nothing but lie. See, they play this card, and who will follow them? The laymen who don't know, who don't know the principles, they don't know the manhaj correctly. Like sometimes you find some du'at, whether it be in this country or the other, you will find them also, they speak in the name of Salafiyya, and if they want, they see a good brother, da'i or couple in the area, mashallah, they have a beautiful efforts and calling to Salafiyya, they got nothing against them. Nothing, what they say, mumayya. You heard this before? You heard this before, right? Tamir. Oh, he's mumayya. Why is he mumayya? Why, he gave a class in one masjid. What masjid is that? But they never come to that person and said to him, Akhi, why you went to this masjid and give? And that brother may tell them, oh, since you ask, I call Sheikh Rabi and ask him. Yeah, before I went and give that class, alhamdulillah, I talked to a couple of brothers in the area. I told them, what's up with this masjid? Is it Ikhwani? No. Is it Rafidi Shi'i? No. Is it Habashi? No. Is it Khawarij, Takfiris? No. Who are they? The Imam is a layman, miskin, don't know. The Idara, they want good, but they don't know. They don't understand anything. However, some people, some Ikhwanis give khutbas in there. Naam. Some tablighis come and camp once a while. Because of those brothers, that Imam of that masjid and the administration, they don't know the minhaj. So now when that brother go to the Sheikh Ubaid, Sheikh Rabi' or some mashayikh, Ya Sheikh, this is the case. And these people, they want to know. Can we go? Says, yes, go, explain to them. And alhamdulillah, you go to these people, use hikmah and follow the advice of the ulama. And Allah, tawfiq is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it happens, many of these masajid, they accept the da'wah. And with efforts, ikhlas, adhering to the advice of the ulama, and with time too, and dua, making dua for them. You give a class and make dua. Not like, man, I gave them a nice talk, man. Next Friday, before next Friday, if they are not Salafis, I'm not going there. Yes, subhanAllah. You gonna go with this mentality? It's not how the da'wah spread. No, you go give a talk with the hikmah and make dua for them. And then, alhamdulillah, before you know it, no more ikhwan is giving talks in there. Our brothers, the Salafiyun, now they give the khutabs in their classes. No tablighis. They tell the tablighis, look, ya akhwan, take no offense or nothing, but hey, you want to pray with us, you can pray. But no more halaqat, okay? Because what you're doing, guys, is wrong. We didn't know before, may Allah forgive us, but now we know that what you are upon, your tablighis, is now right. You want to come and pray, that's it. But we don't allow you here anymore. Don't tell us what happened last month, or last week, or last year. We were ignorant. But now, alhamdulillah, we learned something, we want to apply. Still, you find certain people who say, no, it's a mumayya. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lakin la yadur. You think these false accusations will change from the reality, anything? No. They just give a bad image to themselves, because if those people stay on that, this manhaj, Allah exposed them. Well, they display Salafiyya, this and this, but then Allah exposed them in the end. A person should be sincere, attach himself to the ulama, and do what the ulama said, alhamdulillah. Consult with them and continue. La yadurru as-sahab, nuhu al-kilab. As Sheikh Muqbil rahimahu ta'ala used to always say this. When they tell him, Ya Sheikh, Ikhwan, they said this about you. This about you. He says, Ya Ikhwan, the barking of dogs, they are not harm the clouds in the sky. They can bark all they want. You know, they can reach. Likewise, Sheikh Muqbil, whenever they came to him, said, Ya Sheikh, the Ikhwan this, they said this about you. Can you give a talk about them? The Sheikh, he says, I'm tired giving talks about the Ikhwan Muslimin. I'm tired, ya. We have so many books about them, so many talks about them, many muhadarat and classes. And then he says, I'm afraid they want to do this so that they stop us from the classes. Instead of to give a beneficial class in Tawheed, Aqeedah, Nahu, Arabic, this, that, tafsir, No, they want us to continue to talk about them. He said, when the people going to learn? And then he says, أَوَ كُلَّمَا عَوَى كَلْبٌ أَلْقَمْتَهُ حَجَرًا صَارَ الْحَجَرُ إِذًا كُلُّ مِثْقَالٍ بِدِنَارِ. Then he said, if whenever a dog barks, you find a rock and put it in his mouth, huh? He said, sooner or later, you're going to have to buy racks. You don't just find them there. You have to buy them. There are many people who are just talking this, you know. Likewise, the ulama, when it comes to this, they mention, they says, Al-Qafila, Al-Kilabu Tanbah, Al-Qafila Tasir. Remember the caravan of old days? Huh? What days are those? Huh? Long time ago. What do they call it those days? The West or something? The Wild West? The Wild West or whatever. So people back in time, in the days, they used to, what is the transportation they used to use? Huh? Wagons and caravans, right? In wagons. That is carried by what?
Horses.
Huh?
Horses.
This is like upscale. Okay, horses. Alright? But they said, look, if dogs are following the wagon and barking, the wagon stop? Don't stop. The caravan continue its path. Likewise, the da'wah continue. Those people, they harm only themselves. And before you know it, Allah exposed them. But the true Salafi, he loved his brothers. Naam, he loved them for the sake of Allah. And he work with them, he have respect for them. And if one of them make a mistake, nobody is perfect, he'll go and talk to them. And the one, a true Salafi, when someone come to him and said, Akhi, I want to talk to you about your class or about this or about attitude or something you did, he was like, SubhanAllah, MashaAllah. He's happy, he's like, you got to talk to me about one of my problems? Come here, sit down, man. Even if he's on the phone, he's like, let me call you back, this is important. Akhi, what is it, my mistake? He's happy. Because if he knows his mistake, now he's going to correct it. Especially if he's a da'i. Especially if he made that mistake on a Jumu'ah khutbah. Especially if he made that mistake on a class. Now many people, they learn that. So he wants to know the mistake. And he appreciate that and thank the person and correct the mistake. Other people, yakhwan, they don't. They just looking for some mistake here and there. Before you know it, it's all over the internet. Never talk to the person. Or come to him. Wallah, and if you tell them, I didn't do it. I'm not the one who put it on the internet. Who put it? Oh, no. But somebody says your name. Who is he? Bring him to me. Yeah, why all this mess and why all these games? Won't you just come to the person and say, Yahi, you made a mistake. I don't know. I think this is a mistake. Sometimes you think it is a mistake, but it's not. Right or wrong? Sometimes, like Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, a lot of people, they think that it is the person who gave the talk gave a mistake. Until when they sit with him and he proved them, he says, Akhi, that's not a mistake. Because of this and this, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. I ain't look at it that way, you see? Not everything because you never heard it, it got to be wrong. We don't know everything. So Allah, salam al-afiyah. Naam. So the Shaykh, hafidhahullah, Shaykh Rabi'ah, who has a great juhud, great efforts, alhamdulillah, in clarifying the many doubts and refuting these attacks of Ahlul Bidah and the Hizbiyun upon Manhaj al-Salafi. Aina, like Sheikh, I was talking to you about Sheikh Muqbir. Sheikh Muqbir, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was alive. And he said to them, he said, look, if Shaykh Rabi'ah said about someone he's a Hizbi, even now it's not clear. Give it a couple of years. You will know. SubhanAllah. He said, you will know. He said, because Shaykh Rabi'ah, he knows the people. And that's true, SubhanAllah. All of these people that Shaykh Rabi'ah warned against them, they down. Where are they? SubhanAllah. Where is Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'ribi? Where is Ar'ur? Where is al-Halabi? Where is many others? Hajuri? Where is before them, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Khaliq, and and many others, the Ikhwan, from the leaders of Al-Ikhwan, Al-Muslimun, and the Sufiya, and name it, Asha'ira, those, and even those who they famous, like Salafi, call Manhaj Salafiya, they have website Salafiya, talk, everything, like it looks like Salafiya, but, and they are, by the way, they are the most dangerous. Because people, they like, oh, these are Salafi, mashallah. Nice Salafi, Manhaj, and this, but they are enemies of the Salafi. The Tablighi, you know him, he's a Tablighi. The Sufi, he's a Sufi. But these are people, they claim that they call to Manhaj Salaf, but in their way. And they come up with a new principles. Not adhering to the principles of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, the Salaf al-Salih. Now they want to come up with the principles Imam Ahmad never heard of. You will not find any of those principles in the books of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, not even one. And now they want to display that and to disseminate it amongst the people, because they have plans. Okay, so once the people fall for that, now they can give them fatawa, as the ulama they mentioned. That's why he says the liberaliyun. Who's the liberaliyun? Liberals? You know the liberals, right? Huh? The liberals, they're dangerous. But they work with the Ikhwan al-Muslimun. The liberals, they just want to make it to the power. And they use the Ikhwanis. Why they use them? They give them money, give them positions, and this. Why? Because these liberals, if they want positions, as the, some of the ulama they mentioned, they want positions in some Muslim countries, well, they need fatawa. They need fatawa, verdicts to support what they are about. You think they're going to get this fatawa from Sheikh Hussein? Huh? They're not. Where are they going to get it from? Ikhwanis. Ikhwanis with them. No, it's okay. It's okay, as long, yeah, you got to get rid of him. What about the Ahad of Sahih Bukhari? Do not apply on him. Now, that guy have to go. See, they work with them so that when they need any verdict, Islamic verdicts, because for sure they will never get it from Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah. They will never give a fatwa to a liberal. But they will get it from Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. That's how they work together with Iyadu Billah. Nasr Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. And may Allah protect our Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi', Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, for being there as he is. And may Allah increase him in knowledge and give him strength to continue to expose the Hizbis and these criminals. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima.